got loose mic.
I got a loose mic. I'm back, and I got a loose mic. Who messed with my mic? Was it Danny?
I actually messed with him.
Were you on my mic?
Yeah, I was on your mic.
Uh-oh. Did it smell?
Not really.
Oh, man. After a year, this thing is going to smell. I used to work in a recording studio, and so I would go in there and, like, try to mess around, and it smelled bad. I had a... The screen
Whose fault was that?
Not mine. I wasn't the rapper.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was rappers.
Rappers came in
there.
Oh,
yeah, because they're like putting their face all into it.
Yeah,
and
like that wasn't a rap, but.
Yeah. Is that how you rap?
Ma.
Sounds like the beginning of Madness by Muse.
Ma. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's what that was like.
That's like the first song I listened to when I came to L.A.
Wait, what was?
Madness. Madness by Muse.
I don't.
You don't know Muse?
No.
You should check out our Slack Muse channel.
Is there a Slack Muse channel?
Music. I'm sorry.
Oh, music. I generally think you would like Muse.
Okay. I'll give them a try.
I only like their first couple albums. Just like every other music person says, I only like their first album.
Yeah, right. Like that's they're just me. Like to me, like they've been consistent, so their new albums sound like their old stuff. But they all of their songs sound.
I don't know if their new stuff sounds like their old stuff.
But all of their sound sounds the same.
Yeah,
and they're kind of nice.
But it's more formulaic.
Is that like Panic? Is it like Panic at the Disco?
No,
they're more like kind of Epic Queenie.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
and
I'm super down for that.
Vibe, and everything's
But they're more experimental in the beginning.
Muse. Yeah.
I've heard of Muse. I always thought it was like Panic. That's why I was
they do like.
How dare you?
Every time I try to go see a Muse show, something wrong happens. Oh. So it's one of those bands where I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
But
every time, it's always like a bad, something bad. Like the first time I went to Coachella, they were performing, and then like half of their light stuff went out.
Oh no!
Like jeez. Their which half their show is like all their visuals and stuff. So it's like that. I was like, okay. The second time
with
perform.
A name like that and a style like that, half of your stuff is your
The second
your show.
Time I tried to go see them was when I went to Europe. They were happened to be playing, and we were like, let's try to get tickets. So we tried to get scalp tickets, but we couldn't scalp because we couldn't speak the language.
Oh,
we were in
no.
Paris, so we're like, well, this isn't gonna work out. So we were just outside, and we could hear it, and we're like, okay, this is a failed attempt. The third time they played with Rage Against the Machine at the Coliseum.
Okay.
Cool.
Which was cool. But again, something what happened with their effects. And then there was like people trying to start a fire and a riot because it's Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like a scary time. Like a mosh pit started happening around me. And I'm like, oh, no. And then the fourth time, was like.
You've seen them a lot.
Yeah. I keep trying to see them.
Please tell me the fourth time was a success.
Here's the thing. Fourth time,
I need
success.
It to be. Good.
But day before, got dumped by my boyfriend, and we still had to go together because
we
had the tickets.
Oh, no.
So
that wasn't as fun.
So
awkward.
it was like, yay, Muse, finally, full effects, everything's great. But like the relationship was just over. And we're like, well, because no one wanted to give up the tickets. Like, we have to go see
We gotta go to Muse concert once we have the sponsorship money. We got a lot of plans with that sponsorship money.
We got a lot. We don't have a lot of sponsorship.
But we're
right now we have zero sponsorship.
No, I know.
But at some point,
you know, it's like
maybe one sponsorship.
What's that?
Wait,
for
hold on. Let's
shit.
Let's do the intro.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. I'm Spencer Stark.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
I'm Luis Gonzalez, and I'm back from Jamaica.
Yeah. Oop.
What happened?
It cut off.
Hold on.
Did you run out of memory?
No, hold on.
Did I kick something?
No, okay, it's good. Okay. I think it was recording the whole time.
Oh.
No, I don't think it was. I think it
did
cut
it pause?
Off. I think it went good.
I hope it did.
I'm Luis Gonzalez, and I'm back from Jamaica.
Yay!
Yaman.
It said it detected feedback, so we were yelling too loud.
Oh. Yaman.
Yaman.
Respect. Respect me.
Luis came back and he just smelled so bad of weed.
Oh,
just
man.
So b- no, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say
that
I'm
wasn't
like,
what I
washed my clothes.
Isn't that bad?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It's a little bit.
Luis goes. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
there's a lot of details about the weed, but I'm not gonna talk about that.
What were you gonna say when I cut you off? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't even remember. Oh, I just said Jamaica. Yaman.
No. When I cut
Respect.
You off. When I cut you off to do the intro.
I already forgot.
Oh, man.
I wish I could go back 15 seconds, like on the app.
Oh, yeah, you can just hit boop. Hey, if you're listening to this, go back 15 seconds.
And then tell me what I said.
And tweet Luis what he just said.
Get Barry Allen, so go back in time. Tell him to come here. Tell me what to do.
It was something about us, the sponsorship money, how we're going to go to concerts.
We're going to go to concerts. We got a road trip.
We're going to get lunch.
We got to go grunge.
So I think first.
So we can get some brunch.
We also have to pay Spencer back for all the equipment.
That's true. That's I think first we have to pay that off. And then we have to pay off the Xbox One.
Oh yeah,
that we got.
We got an Xbox One, guys. We're gonna start doing stuff.
That's right. We our username is We Stayed Late. So if you want to become our friends on the Xbox situation,
yeah, we'll be. Right now we're pretty busy, but when things, you know, when we have like lulls, we're gonna be playing. Mm-hmm. And maybe even after we get done recording podcasts some nights, we'll just stay and play for a little
jam.
Bit.
Yeah.
And
we jammed a little bit before this one.
Yeah. You'll see it in the vlog, I'm
sure.
You'll
see it in
Star's
vlog.
Me being Luis exhausted and Luis going, dance!
We got the Just Dance 2017.
Yeah, that was my excuse of repurchasing this game again.
Good.
Because I wanted to exercise and not go to Starbucks all the time. So my excuse now is if I want to go to Starbucks, I have to dance for it.
I like that.
So I come in I do three songs. I do the little short exercise playlist, dance for 10 minutes, and go, do I still want Starbucks? And so far, I have not wanted Starbucks afterwards.
Good job. That worked.
It's been working. So
I was like super tired, was it 2 days ago? When I got back from Jamaica because I was like, still wanted to chill.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, let's dance. I'm like, okay. And I go in there. After three songs, I was energized.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I'm up now. And you're like, okay, I guess I don't need the coffee. And I feel like I moved and I did something.
It was a good exercise. It was a g-exercise.
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 I feel like that when I play Overwatch, which I know is way less exciting. But
Spencer refuses to dance, engages. By the way.
Well, yeah, today I refuse to dance because I've been working for a long time straight.
I think Spencer is slowly dying.
I've been working really hard the last couple of week. To be fair, it's out of my own choice. Oh, Luis is saying something about the grapes Star's eating.
There's some grapes that I got. My mom actually got them for me.
They're good.
They're okay?
Yeah.
I feel like the plastic bag puts a little smell to them. I've never had a...
Are you going to give us
for the listeners at home.
I was trying to be like sneaky and sly about stealing a grape. I didn't mean to call attention to the grapes.
I was just worried that the grapes would taste weird.
No, I was like, they look perfectly fine.
Okay, good. They're good, very good grapes.
But to be fair, I've been working.
The grapes. Grapes. Grapes for brunch and brunch. Oh, no.
God damn it, no. I've been working of my own choice a lot to prep for the thing we're doing this weekend.
Can we say what it is?
I said that it's something involving Shark Week, but I don't want to give any more details
because
I don't know what we can and can't talk about, but it's involving Shark Week, which is cool.
All Spencer's been talking about is sharks.
Oh my god. There's
sharks.
Luis is signing to me something about flying away. Hold on, let me figure out what he's saying. Oh, can we tell them that we're flying?
Yes.
I think we can. So because it doesn't have anything to do with like any
they just know we're going
right. So we're going to New York, which is
cool.
I was
gonna say, I'm like, you guys could have a meetup, but no, you can't.
Yeah, we won't have time.
we won't have any time.
Yeah, we're gonna be hustling, but yeah, we're gonna go to New York to shoot
something.
And,
and
it's
I'm very
be really
jealous.
Fun. I know.
I'm very
okay. So here's the thing.
I was so upset, but at the same time, like I get it.
Nobody
needs a graphic designer to go anywhere, so it's fine. Well, I understand.
On demand graphics.
I felt really bad when we found out that we were going because Star is the one who said, "Oh, we should go to New York for the podcast, but then we want to try and get into the con that's there."
Yeah.
So we're applying to that, and she was like, "So we can go to New York, and we can have, you know, we can all like have
I'm
fun."
I'm the one
and
who desperately wants.
She's
to travel.
The one who wanted to travel.
I want to go around so much, and then it's just like I picked the career that gives you no options on that except out of my own pocket.
And then
so,
about a week later, we found out that we were possibly going to New York.
And I was like,
and
okay.
Then you just found out.
Yeah.
We were hiding it from you because
Why were you hiding it?
Well, you were scared.
Because we didn't know whether we were going to be going to New York or not. We still hadn't locked down all
you
the logistics.
Just told
so
me it's fine.
I know, but it hurts me.
It's fine. like, I'm happy. It hurts me too, but I'm not like upset that you're going.
I know.
Like you almost didn't go.
I know. We almost didn't go.
And then I was sad for you. It's like, oh, know, you don't get to go. That sucks. And then it was like, oh, you do get to go. And I was just like, no, I want to go too.
But it's also sad because
it. And it's budgets, and I get it. It's all business and money budgets. And blah blah blah. Mm. There's
budgets. Mm, budgets.
There's no reason for me to go to New York. I get it. It's fine.
Well, we would love to have you come.
And it would not be fun. It would be for work. It's going to be fun.
Well, and we kind of talked about our schedule too. And after we told you our schedule.
Oh, yeah, you did. I was just like,
like, we are literally working on the plane.
Yeah, but see, you guys are editing. And yeah, that's true. Edit, so I would have fun.
That's true. I'm going to try to catch up on some Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I only got in like 4 episodes.
I'm only in like the 3rd or 4th.
Oh, you're on the show.
Yeah.
Got it.
Although you meant the book.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of books, we just started a book club on Slack.
Damn,
we
did a segue.
Oh, sick segue, man.
Wait, you did?
We started.
I haven't been on the Slack.
Things have been popping
the past like couple days. I've been popped in, but I don't check back in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll just go and talk and then disappear.
Look, those recaps are amazing, and you know we got audio recaps.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? We have audio recaps. Have you not seen them?
We have a recap channel.
You should go back and look at them.
Oh my god!
I love these surprises
so much.
You're like the character, you know, in the movie. It's like introducing everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. We're like guiding you through it.
We got a book club, and I think this Friday we're choosing a book we're all going
to
read.
You guys That's amazing. Because I have to start a book with my friend Kelly because we have our own little book club.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys throw the same book, that'd be great for me.
We'll put it on the list.
It's I'm sorry, I'm chewing.
It's okay.
I heard that little smack, and I was like, oh boy.
It's okay, I'll do it too. Now you don't know which one it is.
Sorry.
Who's doing it?
It's called Americana. Mm. And it's about people, like a couple who's trying to migrate to the U.S. One gets in, one does not, and then 9/11 happens.
That sounds really intense.
Oh, no, I don't. That's
yeah,
sad.
It's like a thing, but it's like about their story, about how, like, they make sure they're still
love
together.
Prevails.
Is it true?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think it's.
That's
my friend
twist.
Gave a list because we were like, oh, the next book, because we just finished up Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah,
And we're
yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
And we did
all
we
of them?
Did, yeah, and oh, we wow, did Handmaid's Tale as well. And so the next book since, like, she had already read Handmaid's Tale, and both of us had already read Potter. We wanted a new book and a new author.
Yeah.
So she, because she's like Spencer in that way, where, like, she's just very organized and was like, okay, here's the list of stuff. Here we go. Like,
That's
go through and decide.
It, yeah.
And then, so I just looked at her list and went, that one. Like, I didn't look it up. I didn't know what I was picking. She's like, did you research them? And I was like, nope. Just picked it. And she's like, all right, cool.
That's like, fun.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to be on the book club, go to our Slack.
You
which
go to
is,
our Slack.
You can join in on our Twitter.
It's, so,
Slack
wait,
is like
did we replace that link?
Wait,
yes.
Luis,
okay.
did you
I was
you
gone, so
Harry
I wasn't
Potter?
Able to replace the link. No, I've never read Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Look, that is a lot.
Wise, you guys should make Luis read Harry Potter.
So let's... I just did I think we've talked about this.
Did you do an audiobook?
I did an audiobook, re-listen to all of them. And I did some, so when I couldn't listen to them, I did have a physical copy of the books. Not physical copy, but I had a like Kindle, I had an iPad version of it. So I would read it on there. Cause they're huge and I'm not going to carry around with me. So, but I did do a full like re-listen from the very beginning to the very end over the
I think
the holiday
I think getting
break.
Luis's perspective from as a fresh Potter person
Ooh,
would be kind of
I know I just
amazing.
Got my Patronus. I just got my house.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys were talking about this last week with Danny. I feel like I'm a little Raven Puff.
that's not what
it is,
but
I feel like with you not reading the books and not you haven't seen the movies either, right?
I've seen 1, 2, 3 in the last movie.
Okay, so you basically haven't seen the
movies. Yeah.
So like you not knowing what you're picking is interesting.
Well, you said that
I
the
like
puffs.
Raven Puff. I think Raven Puff is a really funny.
You said the you puffs
who,
were
you
like
know
the
who
chill.
Raven Puffs are if you're True. Actually gonna like break that down. Raven Puffs are the kids in the gifted program who didn't do their schoolwork because they're like, I'm too smart for this, and you couldn't keep
Damn.
Their attention. And
That's
then they
friend.
Ended up being stoners anyway.
Damn, yeah. I have a friend who's a Raven
those are,
Puff.
Those are Raven Puffs.
are they in Ravenclaw or are they in Hufflepuff?
They're in Ravenclaw because they passed the test.
Got it.
But they're just like.
We were talking about this. I don't think I can get in that door. If there was a riddle.
What
I'd have to wait for some other people.
Well, that's the point. When you wait for somebody else, then you all learn together. But sometimes
friendship.
It's an easier question.
But what if
you'll
it's like
it.
three? We're going way too deep. And what if it's like 3 a.m. and you?
Why are you out of 3 a.m.? am. You're a student.
Party. I'm a student. I'm in high school.
You're a student? You guys aren't Harry. Why the fuck are you like out late?
Maybe I am
Harry.
Well,
he's a Gryffindor. I mean,
I'm a Gryffindor.
Gryffindor, yeah. You're a
Which
Gryffindor,
does not
I could
make
be with
sense.
Him.
I still don't think that makes sense.
No, it makes sense for me now. But if I were sort of like we said,
oh, yeah,
I remember
when that.
I was
yeah,
younger,
yeah,
I would be a Ravenclaw. So.
You're a Gryffindor.
I'm
a Ravenpuff.
If you were going to be smart enough to go out of bed at 3 a.m., you should be smart enough to get back in that room.
That's true.
Just
yeah.
saying, you should plan.
You should
for
plan
it.
Ahead.
It's true.
Yeah, that's really funny. Okay, well, I want to
guys, we have so much. I got to talk about Jamaica.
I want to talk about Jamaica so bad cuz we haven't talked about it.
I'm going to have to like
saving
yeah,
it.
We asked Louise, we're like, how is it? And it was just like, I'm saving it
I'm
for
saving
the podcast.
It. I'm
and I kind of hope you don't talk about it at all.
Oh no.
Like, oh no.
Everyone on Slack wants to know. And I feel like I need to I'm sorry. I feel like I need I just hit the table just so you know. I feel like I need to limit myself which will make it more interesting cuz I have to go fast. I need to limit myself to like a certain amount of time to talk about everything.
You want me to set a timer?
Shit. Do we want to do this first or do
we
want to do it
no,
later?
No, I think we do it now. Let's talk about it.
You guys are going to have to help
me
with this.
How many okay. minutes? And do we allow for questions or do we just let him talk?
No, questions.
No, I think we interrupt profusely.
Yeah.
It makes it harder.
All right.
What, like 15?
I'm
going
to give it, I was going to say 10 minutes.
Shit.
Okay. No. Let's give him 15.
Okay.
And
15
is good.
Allowing us 10? To interrupt.
But 15 with interruptions.
Yeah, 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 okay, we'll do that.
Let us know down in the comments below.
There's no comments on the podcast. It's just a YouTube trope.
Honestly, we got like 2 comments on an audio boom thing. I was just like, why
really?
Did we get comments here?
Oh, by the way, we usually do this at the end, but I'm going to do it here because we're changing shit up. You should go rate the podcast and tell us, what should they tell us?
I don't know. You told them to talk about their diseases last
time.
Yeah,
something weird.
Well, yeah, we told them to tell us their grossest story.
Yeah, tell me what house you would be in if you were in a house in Harry Potter. And if you don't know what Harry Potter is, try to explain to me what Harry Potter is
That's
without knowing
one.
What Harry Potter is. So explain to me what you think Harry Potter is. I want to see what people think.
Everybody knows what Harry Potter
is. If they don't, though.
There's got to be one.
There's got to be one person. And I want that person. If you don't know what Harry Potter is, now you're required to go and give us leave us 5
to your
stars.
House.
If you're that
but
person,
us,
you have to leave the iTunes the comment, but then link to that to on our Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, send it to us on our Twitter. We want to know who you are.
We
want to
know who you are.
Know exactly who you are.
I'm gonna find you too.
Jesus.
I will find you.
Okay, so tell us about Jamaica.
I'm starting the timer
now. Okay. Oh, I don't even know where to start. So I got there. It's actually very slow season in Jamaica.
Really?
So all the Jamaicans are coming up to me. They're like, hey, man, hey. And they're trying to sell you everything. So you got to be brave. You got to just stand up for yourself.
Wait, so
and say
they,
no.
Are they like
No, they're people who are, you know, they need money. And like,
got
that's
it.
How you, you
but
know.
But are they like,
tourists.
Are you talking
they
about
see
like.
You, they see you. They're like, you're light skinned.
Yeah.
You're not from
are
here.
You talking about like
you
at
money.
The airport though? Or
oh, no,
like
on the beach and
oh,
the city.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And I went to Negril, Jamaica. Negril. And it's on the west side of Jamaica. And it's super cool because when the sun sets, it's perfect.
Oh, cool.
And there's this place called Rick's Cafe that we went to. And it's like noted as like the best sunset ever. And when the sun sets, it's like the sea is blood red.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's
and it was
awesome.
Like, it's weird how in LA it's like purple when
yeah,
the sun
yeah,
sets.
Uh-huh.
And there it's just like red and orange.
Do
and
we,
it's beautiful.
Do we know why that happens?
It was weird because to me, like the sunsets here are more pink and red.
Pink and, yeah.
The sunsets in Miami are purple and pink.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
I just
why.
Wonder
I
why
would
the color.
It's like an equator
if
thing.
Somebody, I know there's somebody science, somebody
smog,
who knows science out there.
Smog.
It's just small.
It's just
just because we're all dying.
It
yeah.
could be the atmosphere. You know, like it's in
yeah,
a different,
like it's
part,
a different
of the,
part of the
yeah.
atmosphere. If somebody knows, tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
We stayed
we're
late.
Dying.
Okay.
We're dying.
So then,
okay,
so then I let's talk about the food.
Okay.
So food. they have a okay.
My
first
favorite
off,
topic.
Yes, I stayed at a yoga center. It was very small. It was very cute.
Oh yeah.
And
how was that?
It was amazing. You wake up, you do yoga, and then you go out the day. So I wasn't on the beach. I was like across the street, which is cheaper.
Okay.
So we just across the street. We can eat the food at the resorts. Beautiful. And then we had a Jamaican breakfast, which is this thing called a ki.
Okay.
And a ki is a fruit that tastes like eggs. But if you eat it too early, apparently you can get in a coma and die.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's
so
a dangerous game
so
to play.
You have to wait for it, like the thing to open up. And when you see the black seeds, you take them out because that's where the poison is. But you have to,
what?
You have to like boil it and it tastes like eggs. And then you mix it in with this like salt fish thing. And then they have this thing called kalulu, which is this green stuff. And then you have these fried dumplings. That's for breakfast. And then,
holy shit.
The best thing is the jerk
that
chicken.
I told my mom that you were going to try to go eat aki fruit, and she was just like,
Oh, yeah. Well, I tried to ask. And I was like, hey, do you have any aki? And they're like, oh, no, it's not ready yet. And I was like, oh, well, who cares? Let's get it. And like, no, you'll die. If you...
No.
Just like,
you'll
she's
die.
Like,
you'll
she's
die.
Just like, you don't mess with that aki fruit. And you're like, no.
No. I was like, fine, I'm going to wait. So then we had jerk chicken. You guys know jerk chicken?
Of course.
Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, I need to have some.
You have to have jerk goat.
We're going to go to Jamaica.
Jerk goat?
Mm-hmm. Jerk goat?
Jerk goat is
that sponsor money is going to take us to Jamaica.
Goat, and there were so many bones. There's more bones than fish.
Wait, what kind of fish?
Also, Jamaica's... What?
What kind of fish?
Just fish.
Oh, just regular fish.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And there were tons of goats. I remember traveling through this town, and goats are like people. They were just like
really?
Hanging out. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that's awesome.
Also, it's crab season, so a bunch of crabs are crossing around the street, and I felt so bad.
I hate that. That's the worst.
Because I woke up, and there were just crabs outside, like 10 of them, walking around, hiding in their little holes. I felt bad because I accidentally smushed one at night.
Yeah.
And someone's like, stop, and then I accidentally crushed it. So what?
Wait, in a car?
No, with my feet.
Oh, with your feet.
So I felt it.
Oh, no.
So immediately I saw a crab crossing the street. So what I did was I scared it to cross the street faster. So I felt better about that.
I'm going to interrupt you really quick.
Yes.
Okay, so
how
there's...
How much time do I have left? Okay.
We have 11
pause
minutes.
It. Pause it. Okay, pause it.
Why?
So, because I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, okay.
So I did this... I did this...
We weren't supposed to interrupt with stories.
No, we were interrupting.
But
we
like, not with stories, with questions.
Okay, so...
Luis missed the whole podcast. He gets a good chunk of
time. I know.
Time.
I was just riffing off of what you just said.
Yeah.
So I did a documentary a while ago where I followed these people on bike. I think I've told you about this. On bike, they went from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland on a bike, and there was a team, and somebody had to be riding at all times. That was like the rule. So somebody had to be on the road 24/7, and it was all back roads. So they would like ride their bikes all the way across the United States and only take back roads. And they did it in like 7 days. So it was insane. Like, it was so crazy. But we went through all these states, like, and we were sleeping in the back of the van. Like, I was shooting, I was documenting as much as I could. And there was a bunch of shit that happened, and it was crazy. But one of the like things that I remember is we drove up to we were like driving, and it was nighttime, and we saw the bike because basically the biker would like ride in front of you on the street, and you'd follow them in the van to make sure nothing happened to them, and then you'd switch. The van would pull ahead, and the other biker would get out, and then they would switch. They'd like cross tires and then switch and go. But anyway, the biker started to slow down, and we were like, what's happening? Because he had a little light in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And then our headlights hit the road in front of us, and suddenly the road moved. Like,
that
the road
happen.
Started moving in front of us. Like, the big block of the road moved, but like pieces of the road looked like they were, it looked like a glitch. It looked like pieces of the road were like shifting. And I was like, this is, I thought I was in the Matrix. I thought the world was ending and I was in a hologram, which is still probably true. But then as we neared it, we saw that there were just like hundreds, maybe thousands of frogs that were in the road. And they were all like dark gray, black, green.
Oh, no.
And they were just covering the road for
I'm just
like
making a face. Like, I realized, oh my god, this is audio. No one can know the face, the awful, horrified face.
So
I'm
there
making.
Were just like so many frogs, and I felt so bad for the biker because you have to keep riding. So he's riding, and the frogs are hopping out of the way, but he's killing them.
Oh no!
As he's riding, because you can't stop, and so he's like riding through this sea of frogs, and then we pull up, and we're like,
Are you going
to
kill
him? Well, what are we going to do? So we start driving really slow, and they start hopping, but like we start inching forward, and we just have to keep driving, and I'm sure we killed a bunch of them because they were not getting out of the way.
In front of the biker so he could
so
go
we cleared
on your
the way.
Trail?
I know. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was already way ahead of us at that point because he didn't like – he's not waiting for us. So he wasn't like looking back at us. He was just kind of going. But anyway, it was like this weird – it was so surreal. I felt like it was in like a – I feel like it's in like Eraserhead or something.
Yeah.
You know, because like the road's moving and then it's just like hundreds of frogs and you have to just kill all of them. And you're like watching them die under the tires of this bike. And like, it was really weird. Anyway, strange experience.
All for the race.
Middle, it was like the middle of Kentucky or some, you know, like somewhere that was out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe it was Kansas or something. Like out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. And
someone on the listening has to know why that happens.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen those clips on YouTube of, like, I think it's in Thailand or something like that, where it's just like when all the crabs come out and it's like,
no.
It's like thousands and thousands of, like, it looks like same thing you're describing with the frogs, but imagine
just
red crabs and they just swarm like towns.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And it's just like the season.
That sounds crazy. We'll have to look that up.
We'll look that up and we'll put the link in the Slack at some point.
Oh, we got a recap. No, what was it?
We'll put it in the funny videos, even though it's not funny. It's real scary.
Didn't you make a new channel, like commentary about the podcast?
Oh, yeah. So
Podcast commentary.
The funny thing about the Slack is that we talk about so much stuff that we had to create a channel just to talk about the podcast. which makes me so happy. Because everybody just kind of talks about their lives and what's happening, and like it's exactly what we wanted it to be. But people who just wanted to talk about the episode with no spoilers, like because some people hadn't listened to it, they're like, can we make a new channel where we just talk about the podcast? So like we made it, and it's really great because now we can just have a place where we can have people ask questions about specific things. So if you're listening to this at this moment, go and leave a comment that you're at this moment in the podcast and on the podcast commentary.
We got a lot of channels.
We have so many channels.
I'm afraid to make any.
I don't really like hang out in the other ones unless necessary.
Me too. Yeah.
I check in on them a lot, but I don't. I'm like a lurker. Yeah, I'm like a lurker. I lurk in the writing workshop one.
All right, I'm gonna resume.
Okay.
This timer,
okay. Let's resume that timer.
Continue.
I got a couple more food stuff. Okay. I'm gonna just get through them in a minute. Okay. So other one. I didn't get to go to KFC. Okay. I heard the KFC was amazing, and even the Jamaicans like, yeah, man, KFC, and like. There's only like three or four of them, and I didn't realize that there were so few, but they were packed. I mean, this was a party. The line was long, like easily 22 cars.
Was it tourist or was it?
No, it was Jamaicans.
Okay. I just didn't know if that was like a really popular tourist spot or if that was like
it's
like In and Out.
And it's like it's like in the town. You know what I mean? And so it's
Caribbean KFC is the shit.
Yeah. And so I didn't get to do it. I will do it next time because I'm going back. Fried plantains, delicious. I tried the beef patty, super interesting because it's like not what I expected. It's like this like fluffy pastry.
Yeah.
And a little patty inside.
Wait, hold on. What I thought when you said beef patty, I thought you meant a hamburger.
Yeah, no, it's like
it's like a empanada, but like
empanada.
But empanadas have a kind of like a harder shell.
Yeah, like a crispy shell.
Like a crispy shell. Like it's still flaky, but it's
this is really tougher. Flaky.
It's like imagine if it's just pure flakiness.
Like a croissant,
but a little bit tougher than
like
croissant.
Like one of those croissant.
Like a. I don't know how to describe the texture of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then it has meat inside.
It has ground beef inside, yeah.
Ground beef.
And
okay.
What else? A lot of drinking, but okay, that's obvious. I visit?
Let's mingle on that.
Oh, man. Okay, yes. That's all you drink in Jamaica. Love. And it's great because it's hot. It's like the higher, typically like beer is like 3.5%. And Red Stripe's like 5.4%. So you get more bang for your buck. And when I got there, the first thing I was like, oh, I'm going to look through the beer section. Maybe I'll get like a microbrewer beer. Like, I'm going to get something else besides Red Stripe. I'm going to try to be adventurous. I don't want to be the typical person.
Red Stripes are delicious.
No, in the end, that's what you drink. Even the Jamaicans are like, yeah, you get Red Stripe. What are you doing? Like,
that's funny.
I went to this awesome thing called the Mayfield River.
Okay.
So
was it a river?
It was a river, but it was like... like 21 widely spaced waterfalls.
Nice.
Wow. So they're tiny little ones, and they're little rapids. So
wait. So is it, just to be clear, is it like 21 next to each other, or is it like one river that drops down 21 times?
That's
okay,
what it is.
Okay, okay.
And like if you go to Jamaica, one, go to Negril, two, go to this thing. It's amazing. And
how high are they?
They're like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, okay. So they're smaller.
They're small enough, yeah. I'll start maybe posting pictures or whatever. There's so much. So that is really cool. We got to go up. And this, you guys will like this.
Okay.
There's this thing called a shy plant.
Okay.
A shy plant.
Is it
S-H-Y? A shy?
A shy? No, S-H-Y.
Yeah.
And you you touch this little plant, and then it closes in on itself.
No way.
It's amazing. And I was doing some research on it, and basically what happens is it does like this osmosis process where the water escapes once movement hits it, and the water that holds like the cell membrane leaves, and so the structure falls apart.
Whoa.
And it stays closed for a bit, and it doesn't, like, they don't know why. They don't know if it's, like, to scare off animals because of the movement.
It moves,
or if, like,
yeah.
the bugs that land on it. But it uses up a lot of energy, but it's super cool. I filmed it. I can show you.
That's,
I can put
well,
it on the,
awesome.
The Slack.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
That's awesome.
I jumped off some cliffs.
Cool.
To this place called the Blue Hole. It was
as
like 25 feet.
I know what the Blue Hole is.
The
yeah.
Blue Hole, yeah. And it was, I mean, it was scary, but it was
how
cool.
high?
25 feet.
Ooh.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I went to Rick's Cafe, and they have jumps, and like people like, you know, you can pay people to jump really high. You can jump high too. And I was jumping like 10 feet or whatever. And then I did the 25. I was like, damn, this is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
I remember when I did, I did like a stunt school and,
you have all these random ass, like,
yeah.
Oh, one time I biked across the country and it hit frogs. And I was like,
true.
Like stunt school. Oh, I was almost a pro soccer player.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I have a bunch of weird stories, but yeah, I was, I did a stunt school, we had to jump off of buildings. Onto like
I want to do that.
It was, dude. It was so fun. So we
is it
we
had, here in LA?
Yeah. Well, it was like a thing that I went to over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I know they have like it was for when I was in high school when I
right.
did it. I know they have adult. Like I'm sure they have adult ones.
Go.
I know they have adult ones. Because the guy that I was working under, he worked at the stunt school, like the adult stunt school, but he also did it for like kids, like for teens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we were, like, jumping from – it was so fun. We were jumping – we had, like, box cars, you know, the box cars, like, mm-hmm. the train box
yeah.
cars. So, like, you had these trampolines that were set up on the ends, and then you had pads on the top of them. But if you shot from below – if you, like, shot from below,
right.
you wouldn't know that the trampolines were there, and you didn't see the pads. So you would run – you could film it. You would run and leap off the edge of the box car, like, 10 feet, and then land on the other one and like, do a roll.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't hurt because you had the pads, but then you could, like, run from one to the other and leap over onto them, and then we'd like sword
damn.
Fighting.
Never mind.
And
you're
then we
a
did.
Oh,
and then we did. And then we did this.
That sounds fun. I want to
so
do
fun.
That.
And then we did one where you were on the tops of buildings, and they had pads beneath the buildings, so that like and you would you'd basically run across and jump from rooftop to rooftop, and then you get to the last one, and you'd run and you'd hit a trampoline, and it was like 25
yeah.
feet. To the bottom. It was like actually I think it was three stories high by that point. And so you'd leap off and hit it's like one of those big blow up pads that like
yeah.
takes it's like the size of this room
mm-hmm.
so that you don't
right.
miss it. And it has like the air pump thing. And so you literally like hit the trampoline and then just like fly and then you topple like head over heels and then land backwards on it. It's so fun. The only thing that was scarier than that
yeah.
was well actually there are two things. One were the fire burns.
The fire burn.
You get they put this like gel on
oh,
you,
yeah.
and then you light it on fire, and you just catch on fire.
Yeah,
and that's really scary because your body freaks the fuck out. It's like you are on fire. You need to get,
but
off
you don't
enough.
Feel it. It's you don't.
Yeah, so it's weird. So apparently the chemical like counteracts the heat. So when and I don't know exactly how it works, but from what I understand, like when it is lit on fire, the gel itself gets really cold
mm-hmm.
for some reason. And so it actually counteracts the heat from the flames. I know, I'm taking up all your
No, it's okay. It makes it more fun.
And then the other scary thing, and it was just scary because of like the way that you do it, are when you're doing those three-story falls. We did one where actually, I think this one was a two-story. But it was off the edge of a building, and basically you stand backwards. So you're looking at the rooftop, but your heels are at the edge of the building.
Oh my God.
And then you hook your foot behind, like you take your toe
uh-huh.
and you bring it back and you touch the edge of the edge of the building.
Start
so
shaking her head.
Stars.
I've been shaking my head in like
this whole time.
Like in a big old nope this whole time. And Luis's mouth just keeps getting bigger. And
he's yeah.
like, this is amazing. And I'm just like, the more and I'm like,
so
no.
you so you hook your foot on the edge of the building, and then you make sure your legs are spread a little bit. So then the reason why you're hooking your foot is so that you can look back between your legs easier and see the spot, because you're doing it onto a pad, and so you have to aim for the middle, otherwise you can hurt yourself. So you hook your foot on the edge, and then you look back, you get your spot, you look up, and then you push with your toe on the edge of the building, and you let your other foot like slide off
uh-huh. oh.
and you fall backwards until you hit the pad, and you have no idea when you're gonna hit it. You can't spot, so you just have to leap off, and then you just have to trust
yeah.
that you're not gonna die.
It's that free fall, man. It's
oh
like when you're just like
God.
Like you can't. You're losing your breath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It like tight. But you have to. The thing is you're like if loose. You don't. Yeah, like so. Like when I first started doing it, I was doing it from like just a couple like 5 feet up or so. And one of the things they kept telling me was like, hey, you have to let your shoulders relax when you do it. Otherwise, when you hit the pad from 30 mm-hmm. feet up or 20 feet up, it's gonna really hurt you. Like it's gonna hurt if you relax. Your muscles won't be as tense. So when you hit it, your body will just kind of go with it, mm-hmm. right? So I had to really like work on letting my, even in the like fight or flight mode where you're like, I am dying, I'm going to die, I'm falling backwards, and I don't know whether I'm like going to survive. You have to let yourself just relax and just know you're going to hit the pad. And then it's like a hypnotic, you're in like a trance for a second and then you hit it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have this rush of like, am I dead? No, I hit the pad. Okay, yeah. I'm good. But I mean, the thing that people don't really realize, and I was talking to all the stunt people, like the thing that people don't really realize is that people who do stunts, like the reason why they're doing this, it's not necessarily that they're experts at doing the stunts, because they are, but it's also that like the stunts actually really hurt.
Yeah.
Like we did one where we were sliding down a roof, and you have what's called an alligator back on. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's like this piece of
hard plastic, right?
Yeah, it's like it actually has like metal reinforcements in it, but yeah, the outside is plastic. And so you can bend forward, but you can't bend back. It basically keeps you from like your back if you fall. And so you wear a shirt you don't care about, and then you wear pants you don't care about, and then you slide down the roof, and on your alligator back, so you're not hurting anything,
yeah,
because your legs are up and you're sledding down, but then you sled off of that and then you fall off the roof and have to hit the pad. But like just doing that, like you can get hurt really easy, because if your head goes back,
oh yeah,
like you can scrape the whole bottom of your like your head off, or if you put your legs down, you can scrape the whole bottom of your legs. And then so like a lot of the reason why the stunt guys are doing that is because they will get hurt. Like they actually do really get hurt doing these things. Not like, I mean,
not like deadly hurt,
but like they'll have to go to the hospital after they get done with their day and get splinters out of their, out of their legs. Jeez. And they'll have to get, a bone that popped out of place, put back in. And that's a normal, generally, like they were telling me that like, it's not uncommon. They aim to not have that happen, but like, it's not uncommon that these stunt guys hurt their backs, hurt their necks, hurt their arms. Like,
I guess they're like, wrestlers and people who do Jackass, like that's just like
that's part of the job.
Yeah,
and so I always thought like that, and I guess it's just me assuming like, oh, they have a stunt guy in there, so in case something goes wrong, like it's not the star that's getting hurt. It's like no, they're in there because what they're going to do is going to hurt,
right?
And so they need somebody in there who is okay with getting hurt for it.
And knows how to minimize the risk.
Right. And not only is an expert in the stunt, and can minimize that risk, but also when the hurt does happen, they've one, trained for that pain, mm-hmm. and they're used to that pain. And two, it's not the actual like billion-dollar actor.
Totally.
Who's getting hurt.
Because now they can't perform.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now they have to go to the hospital. Yeah.
They're like, oh, we just lost all the shooting days. He has stitches now.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
And that's why Tom Cruise doing his own stunts is like a really insane. I mean, I know there's a bunch of people who do their own stunts. Like all the James Bond people pretty much do their own. I don't know if now they do them. They say that they do them, but there's so many things where I'm like, there's no way he's doing that. It's got to be. It might just be CG that they're, he's walking on a thing, but it's not actually over.
Right.
That's why them doing all of those is like it actually is a big deal that they're doing those. And I kind of used to write it off as like, yeah, whatever. They're just, but like, no, they do get hurt,
man.
But yeah.
Much respect to Tom Cruise, even though he's a little.
I don't agree with everything the man stands for, but I can respect the fact that he is that he's doing his own stunts and that he still comes to set every fucking day after probably
I get so mixed feelings about him.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like him.
But his it's half and half.
Yeah,
like the creamer.
Even him doing his own stunts, I feel like it's not even. It's a weird. In my head, I'm like, you're doing that because you're like, I'm fucking Tom Cruise. It's not even like, oh, I'm good at stunts. Yeah,
but apparently he's really nice, like as a person, like if you interact with him. Like I've never met him. I feel like I'd probably get along with him on a very superficial level. But the whole
professionally,
professionally, I'd probably get along. I don't agree with the his personal stuff.
Sure.
But again, like who am I to judge?
Totally. I mean,
this person.
He could be trapped. You are whatever. This is a whole conversation about something.
You could judge people. It's fine. You just don't be mean to people. Yeah, you can judge people.
I just judge people. I just don't know him, so I don't want to.
Don't be mean.
Yeah, I don't know him, so I don't want to say anything. Yeah. You know.
No, I get it.
I mean, besides, you're judging him based on public perception.
Yeah.
Like maybe sure. I'm like right now. I'm going. I don't like the guy based on all the stuff that's out in public. Maybe if I met him, maybe I'd change my mind. But based on public stuff, I don't care for him. That's okay.
You know what? Defer. Keep going. Decide. Bleh. I can't talk. Let's not talk about Jamaica.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a very good thing. I used to be afraid to like give my opinion about people and try to see their side and never think critically.
To
their face. I would just always try to find a way to like, oh no, there's a reason. Da, 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 da. And I always feel weird about even talking negatively about people. I'm like, this is very weird. It's difficult. But I feel like everyone does it.
Are you going to tell me you hate me?
No. Because when you meet someone and you feel like organically some time to talk about other people, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to be rude, but you want to give your opinion. And it's like, it's how we as a people kind of understand each other, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a way for us just to get new perspective, you know? Yeah. And it's just kind of having a conversation, like maybe with my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, this person and this person and this person. So it's a fine line between like being mean and judging them, but also still expressing how you feel about them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I
don't
like,
know. It's a very weird concept I was just started thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard line to walk. And I
because there still has to be like this conversation about people.
Yeah.
Because we're just.
Totally. There are just people like, and they can be judged as a person, you know?
It's also the idea of like, is the person you're talking about going to, like Tom Cruise is not going to be listening to this podcast.
Well, maybe. Tom, if you're listening, you did a great job with those stunts. You did a real good job, and I'm not going to judge you. If you're not listening,
I didn't see the mummy, but you're good.
You're a good runner. I'll give you
that. Yeah, you are a good runner.
He's a good runner.
Good runner. Fine.
Tom, if you're listening.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, here's the thing. If I knew 100% Tom Cruise was going to listen and comment or say something about this podcast, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like, you know what? That's why would I say that? That would be kind of mean for me. Because
if you heard
like,
it would hurt you.
Well, maybe. It depends on what they say.
If somebody was like, I don't like Star.
If someone was like, I don't like Star, and they said, like, oh, I don't like her voice, I'd be like, well, I can't change my voice. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but like, I don't know. People say mean shit all the time on the internet anyway, so I'm kind
of
like.
I mean, anything. If you like something, there is going to be the polar opposite of a person who thinks completely different.
Well, and like, I try to, I try to like most people.
Benefit of the doubt and see like, no, totally.
And there's for the most part, I like most people.
Yeah.
Like I don't, even if somebody is like not super kind or not selfless or like, even if they're a flaw, like I try to do my best to see, to understand that they have a place that they're coming from.
Right.
And that they act the way they do because of, you know, because of whatever situation.
Yeah, they're having a tough time or something.
But to be fair, there are some people that I just don't like.
Yeah, but you don't go out of your way to be mean. You just
No, I just don't like them. And I know you know who I'm talking about. That you're like, Star's like, you like everybody and you don't like this person.
Yeah.
And don't worry, it's nobody, just to be clear, it's nobody that anybody who's listening to this knows.
Not at all.
And it's nobody that.
I have a feeling.
No one knows. No, yeah, it's.
Only the three of us and maybe somebody
does
else.
Does Otto
but
know them?
Yes.
Okay, then I know who it
okay.
is.
Okay,
but it is no one in the Sorcerer family at all.
It's super
no
not
one
anybody
one
in the Sorcerer family so, whatsoever.
No, no.
It's,
so
it's not even anybody technically in group 9.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
It's like a person. It's just
a person.
It's a person that we all know. But
see, I used to be afraid, like even to give
like
any bad opinion about anybody. Like I didn't want to give anyone, and I felt like. I don't know.
Now I want to gossip about this person without saying.
No, we shouldn't. But it was the first time you told me you were like, was it you or was it Autumn who was like, you like everybody and you don't like this person, so my feelings are justified because I thought I was the only one who didn't like.
Yeah, no,
that
was it. And this is what I wanted to talk was the sense of like, if you don't tell people, because I remember it was like there was an interaction.
Yeah.
And then that person left, and I was just like, okay, like that person really really got under my skin. And I was like, okay, I need to know if I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Right.
And just kind of general, I was like, so that person's not okay, right? Like, yeah. that person's no, yeah. right? And everyone was just like, oh my God. And it was like a relief, because at least it meant everybody wasn't crazy, that this mm-hmm. person just gave out
yeah,
really shitty vibes.
It wasn't even that they were mean, it just was that
even thinking about
really
it, like,
vibes.
I can try to understand and see why he's acting that way yeah. and why he's coming from that angle.
Right.
Like, I understand.
Oh, no, I understood. But at the same time, it's just like, no, oh no, you. No, I don't like.
That's,
I
yeah.
don't like this
yeah.
person.
It's a weird balance.
There was also a guy. There was another guy from college, and I don't actually know. I don't know him anymore. I met him my freshman year, but I remember. So we had this like thing. It was that night. Okay, so remember the night that I was telling you about where I had candy.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay.
Yes.
Remember that conversation? Okay. So that same night was the sequel. That same night, we had this event where everybody would come. Like, we basically had like dorm. Our dorm was outside. Like, not like our doors opened to the outside.
Right. Yeah.
And so we had like three different balconies, and it opened out to a courtyard. And so everybody the first night went around and like came to everybody's doors and like kind of did a trick or that's why they had candy. It was like a like kind of a mock trick or treat yeah. thing where people would come in, mm-hmm. we'd exchange like, you know, nice pleasantries and candy, and then we would meet each other, and then they would go to the next door. Mm-hmm. And like the second floor did that with the first floor, and the first floor did it with the third floor, and you know, so like anyway, it went on and on. But there was this guy who came in, and there were a bunch of people who came in our dorm room, and he was introducing himself, and I just got like really bad vibes from him. Mm-hmm. And for no reason, I thought at first, I was like, wow, I'm judging this person really hard, and I don't know him, and I need to, like, not be so judgy without ever having spoken to him. And then he walks up to me, and he goes, hi, what's your name? And I introduced myself, and he was like, and he saw my, because I'm a key, it was, I had a carabiner, and I had my
right,
keys
right,
with
right.
the thing. He was like, oh, you have a car? And I was like, yeah, because, you know, like, some people don't have cars
yeah.
first.
Totally.
And he was like, oh, we're going to be friends then. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh.
You're a fucking, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt,
uh-huh.
and you're just a fucking asshole like I thought you were.
Because
so
you think he was going to, like, use you.
Yeah.
Like, we're
yeah,
going to be friends.
What else is
we're
that?
Gonna be, so what happened? Did he ever follow up with you?
No. I didn't ever talk to him. I told him fuck off. I didn't tell him fuck off, oh, but yeah. I never. But mentally, I told him to fuck off. I was like, okay. And then I like walked away. So yeah. like I didn't connect. I didn't let that become a thing. But like I could see very easily how he'd be like, oh, we're going to be friends because you have a car and I want to use your car.
Damn.
And it's like, no, you're not fucking. That's not the first thing you say to somebody.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was one where I was like, my initial impression was justified.
That's
because
weird.
They
yeah,
were.
Yeah.
yeah. And he was a weirdo. So anyway, that was a big, long rant.
Oh, yeah. yeah. I don't know what else I have to say
about
Jamaica.
Yeah, what else do you have to say about Jamaica?
How much time?
You have 4 minutes.
You have 5 minutes.
I'm going to be great. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? We got taxi rides. So, yeah, it's funny. When you're walking down, you always hear people honking at you because they want, like, boop, boop,
because they want to give you a ride.
Because all the taxi rides want to give you. So you have to be smart, and you can do, you know, good deals. It doesn't matter. It's all boring. I think that's it. I really don't feel like...
Actually just vans, or is that still a thing?
There's vans and then there's regular cars. What's weird is because Jamaica wasn't like inhabited or whatever by the British, they all drive on the other side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
it's
opposite,
like, it's
yeah.
the opposite. So it's the weirdest thing. And after being there for a week, I got used to it and I came back and it kind of freaked.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait a second. That's weird that we're on the
their steering wheels are on the other side
on
too,
the
right?
Yeah, yeah, they're on the right. And so when you go on a roundabout, that's really confusing. Like,
holy
I don't
shit,
even know
yeah.
where
yeah,
to go.
I wouldn't be able to drive. In a,
no.
Like, it would just mess with me.
You So you drove when you were there?
I called a taxi. So
oh,
you just
oh,
walk,
okay,
and they're
okay.
like, beep, 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 beep.
So you didn't actually have to drive, though.
No, no, no.
Okay.
But those people were aggressive because it was a slow day. So
sure.
they were just like, you're walking on the side. They would run into the sidewalk. They would drive into the sidewalk. And they're like, hey, man, you want to come in? You know, and they're like, no, please, I'm walking literally across the street to the beach. Like, I don't need any car rides.
That's funny. Wait, what's the currency there?
Jamaican dollar.
Oh, okay.
And it's like $125 to $1.
Why? So is that?
So like $1,000.
Is stuff cheap? Like, is that
almost,
cheap?
It's like almost like yen.
It's like cents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it's pretty cheap, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cheap. It's like $1,000 Jamaican
are like
dollars.
$1,000.
$1,000 Jamaican dollars is like $7.
Okay.
Or $7.50 or something like that.
So like when you're getting a meal, it's like $1,000.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Yeah.
That's really weird. That would mess me. I know that that's like the everybody
well,
just it gets normal
is,
for people.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
And the thing is
that
the
weird.
Hotels though, you can they'll give you the American currency. Like, this is $34,
oh, okay.
$24.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I pretty much try to use my debit card the whole time.
Yeah.
And so they'll just swipe it and then they'll just, you know,
it'll convert later.
It'll convert, exactly.
Yeah.
So I had some Jamaican dollars when I went to like the supermarket, and I have with me this water bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have your water bottle.
My water bottle, because that's how Jamaicans talk.
It says, and it's also the brand.
It's also the brand.
It's also called the Wata.
The brand is called Wata. And this is what I survived on, like, because we needed water so badly because we were out and about and we got like 20 of these like every day. So we went to the supermarket. And then I got sunburned on like the third day.
Oh, no.
So we had to like hibernate for 2 days and then go back out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When we went to we did a Hawaii trip a couple of years ago with my family and Hannah, and of course so my dad is really excited about like this Hawaii trip, and he's doing everything that he's like, you know, he's paying for it, like, I mean, they're both paying for it, but like he's like coordinating it, and like they're doing everything they can to like make it. I mean, they allowed me to bring Hannah, like they paid for all of our shit, like it was just this, it was a big vacation for our family, and we hadn't done one in a while, so it was like really cool. And and of course, like the second day we're there, my mom get,
oh no, I diarrhea.
Why is that happening? Where is that coming from?
See, here's the thing. I touched this cable.
But no, do it again.
But I didn't, like, mess with it.
Do it again.
No, that's the headphone cable. I don't know what that's coming from. We're going to figure this out. It's a little mystery.
It's every show.
Every show, there's one. You know what? I think it might be somebody getting a text in the other room. And it's like, we're having, like, electron. Or was it you? Did you get a text?
I don't get anything.
I didn't get anything.
Anyway, the...
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, so like the second day in, my mom came down with the flu, and then like the next day, Hannah got really sick, and so the whole time we were there, they were both in bed, pretty much the whole time. I was like, of course, the 1 week we go to Hawaii, and they're down for the count for the whole week. So it was like this, it was insane. It was like this crazy.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it was really a bummer. And then it was raining like the whole time we were there, but it was actually really fun because we got. We did have a couple days where at least Hannah wasn't sick, and so we went out paddleboard, or like not paddleboarding, but boogie boarding, because she had never done that before, and it was like way too rainy to try and surf, and I wasn't going to try and teach her to surf in the rain.
Yeah.
So
just getting over a flu. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's take it easy. So we go out there and we start swimming because like the waves weren't breaking very well in near the shore.
Mm-hmm.
They were breaking really well, like pretty far out.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're gonna have to go out there. And catch him. But it was a pretty far swim out into the ocean to do it. So we start paddling out there. And I don't, have you guys ever boogie boarded before?
A little bit.
Okay. So it's especially if you're not used to it, it's really tiring on your arms.
Yeah.
Like your arms and legs get really tired. And also just being like in the ocean, you're fighting the current. So like your body just you're not on land. So like naturally
you're fighting the balance.
Yeah, you're fighting balance. Like you have all these muscles that you're using that you don't usually use. And anyway, it's kind of, you know, it's difficult. It's not easy, especially if it's your first time. So we're really far out there and the waves are breaking and we catch one every once in a while and like swim back out and like we're able to, you know, kind of catch things here and there, but it wasn't too great. And so we get out there and we're just exhausted and like we're so far out, like the land is pretty far and we're,
this sounds like the beginning of a very sad story.
It sounds like an awful story. It's not a bad story.
But I'm, and like, so, you guys are fine though.
We're fine. Yeah. And so anyway, we had a lot of fun because we were, you know, we were trying it and we were doing stuff, but then like we got super tired and I was like, I don't know if like I can paddle back to shore. Like I'm so tired and the tide was like kind of pulling us back instead of towards the shore,
right,
because it kept sucking us back and then not going very far. And we were like exhausted and she was on the board and I just felt so bad because I could just see how exhausted she was. And she was like, her arms were, you know, holding onto the board, but her legs were down below it.
Damn.
And she was like, I don't know, like if I can get back up and like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, you just got to stand up. And she was like, what? And I was like, you have to stand up. And she stood up and she was in waist deep water.
Oh my God.
Cause it was a sandbar. It's like a sandbar. And I had put my feet down. Like as I was looking at that, I flipped off my board and put my feet down and was like, oh, we're in like not deep water. It was like a bathtub.
Oh
like,
my
it was
God.
Like so nuts.
So you guys were exhausting yourselves.
Yeah, for no reason. And we just stood there and laughed for like 5 minutes at how ridiculous this, cause we felt like we were like gonna Like, we were like, I don't know how we're going to make it back to the shore. Like, we're so tired. Yeah. And then it's just like, they just stand up and the water's like at your waist. And so we just stood there for a little bit and like relaxed. And then we were able to swim back in. But yeah, it was just like this.
The way you're telling the story, you're like, and then I never saw Hannah again.
I had to misdirect it. I had to do it because otherwise it wouldn't make
it. It was like, so she died and I found another Hannah.
So to be fair, like that, I did that because that's how we were feeling in the moment. Yeah, it was hopeless. And then it was like this reveal that was really
good.
Fun.
Good story. Storytelling.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You should get into writing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'm trying. I have a couple scripts. I can send them to you if I can, you know.
You should put it in the writer's workshop in our Slack group.
Oh, God. Okay. So finishing up on Jamaica.
Yeah. Finishing up. I don't know what else to talk about.
You have 2 minutes. Are you done?
No. I have. I'm going to close my laptop. I have one more thing. You know what we watched? I watched Moana twice on this trip, and I showed it to my friend. I was like, hey, man, you should check out this movie, Moana.
Yeah.
He loved it. We also saw Get Out
twice.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. It was great.
Is that the first time you saw Get Out?
No. I saw Get Out, but my friend hasn't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you got to see it.
Yeah, is that the first time you watched Moana?
No, it wasn't. Okay. It was my second and third time.
Okay.
So it was like, let's go to sleep while we watch Moana. And then we watched the whole movie, and then like, okay, now let's get our friend to watch it. And then it was great. Now I got all the songs stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Moana. And
you were playing one today.
I was playing one today.
In the studio as we were setting up. Yeah.
I know. I can't get it out of my head.
Wait, which one? You're Welcome or Shiny?
How did you know it was Shiny?
It's because it's one of the two.
Yeah, it is. And then, we did that. I think that's it. I think that's all I have to say about Jamaica.
You had almost another minute.
Wait, but while you have another minute, how was the flight there and the flight back? I know flights can be bad sometimes.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, we stopped in Miami, and then we went to Jamaica. But on the way back, we got direct flight. It was a 6.5-hour flight.
Okay, so it was like to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good.
So we'll experience that together.
Oh, quickly, 30 seconds. Customs has this new thing. It's got this DIY, this robotic machine. So instead of like filling out a form, you go to a machine, and then you put in your passport, and you do everything yourself.
What?
And then you go, and you leave.
That's awesome. In
Jamaica and L.A. So we beta tested it in Jamaica. And then L.A.'s already done it for 3 months. And I think Dallas has done it for about a year. So it's this cool thing. Nice. I took a picture and it looked really hard in it. I'll put it up on the Slack review. It was the most hard the picture I've ever taken.
What do you mean? Like you look like a...
Like I look like a tough guy. Three, and then I came home and now I'm here. Yeah! Yeah! Oh, man.
Made it. That was amazing. That was perfect timing.
That was perfect.
I don't know how we got that to time so well. But
including with the... But I forgot to pause at some point for Spencer's story. Yeah.
Well, that's my bad. I'm sorry. Okay, we have a couple of questions I want to try and get to because we have so many questions in the Slack, which is real cool. Okay, there's one that says... did we answer this already? What's your favorite video you contributed to at SourceFed?
Did we?
I don't think we've done this one, but I think we should do it.
I know which one's mine.
Which one's yours?
One of my favorite video, and it's not a big one. It's our April Fool's video that I did.
Oh.
Is that the one with...
I love that one.
That's a good one.
Wait, is it the one with... Which one?
It's the one where you guys all swapped jobs, right?
No.
Not that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, the Breton.
That one is, that's the go-to. Yeah. That is the go-to. This is an insider information. This is an insider... If you're a video editor, you're going to get a kick out of it. I'll put it up... no, I'm not. I'm actually in it for a frame. But basically, it's a SourceFed video done wrong in all the ways possible.
Oh, is it?
Do you remember that one?
Oh, wait. So it's like all the color correction was wrong.
Like the color correction's gone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that we relinked. That one's pretty good too.
Oh, that one's really good too.
We should talk about that one.
Yeah, that one's good too. But this one is an April Fool's joke where, like, you know, we have a certain protocol. Like, we have certain rules we have to follow on SourceFed.
Like, the mic came into the shot.
Yeah, like you know, I can't even explain it.
So basically, every step that you would do to ensure that the video was good, you did the opposite of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of like inside jokes. Like, you know, when you have an image come in, it goes and it slides in, you know, in like three frames and it leaves. And then, you know, so instead of like swiping out, I would like slowly dissolve it in like 20 seconds. And and I would put like the SourceFed. I would put the SourceFed nerd title instead of the SourceFed.
Yeah.
They said Uber, and I put a Lyft. I the proportion sizes were completely wrong.
Like it was stretched. Like
it would,
the,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Like the photos were stretched and
that's
stuff.
The best.
And
that's
so like really the titles, fun. Like the lower thirds were wrong. You know, the assets were wrong. Assets, not asses. Assets. They're like the images. So yeah, that's my that really is my favorite yeah. video to do. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that was.
I'm
yeah,
trying to think I'll of put it those up. Ones are fun. Man, because I liked all the D&D stuff, so I got to draw
yeah.
all
yeah,
the recaps,
D&D was
and cool. I really enjoyed
what was like
that.
Your favorite like drawing that you did? Was it like Reyna?
Oh, probably. You know what, her when she was doing the manga 101 things,
oh, yeah.
the anime 101s, I got to do that background. It was like one of the first like big things I got to do outside of like the live show
yeah.
stuff. And I was like, I was really excited about that. And it was just me drawing Reyna as different anime styles. And
that's
I was like,
cool.
This is the best job in the world.
I think my favorite was, I can't pinpoint which one exactly it was, but as the channel was coming to a close, we started doing comic commentaries just like batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the comic commentaries went from being like focused on the host talking about the comments
yeah.
to focused on the edit of the host talking about the comments and us like commenting on the edits that
uh-huh.
were happening and fucking with the hosts like in the like they would yell at us off screen
mm-hmm.
and like to kind of break the illusion like they were, but it was like planned that we were having interactions and
mm-hmm.
like that was kind of an understood thing. Like we went out with the intention of like creating a thing where it
yeah.
seemed like it was very interactive between us, because when you're doing comic, like the whole premise of comic commentary that's about the comments
yeah.
lends itself to being, you know, interactive with the rest of the crew as well. And so then, and we got to come on and talk about our favorite comments, which was really fun. At one point,
mm-hmm.
they brought the editors on, all three
oh,
of us.
Yeah,
that was really fun. And just like that show in general, especially as we neared the end, and I think it had a lot to do with Autumn's style of editing and how she influenced us
mm-hmm.
near the end, because she kind of brought in this whole new style, as we've talked about. And we just got to have so much fun. And I laughed harder during those videos, like during when we were even just editing those videos, not even like watching them back, but just like us throwing shit at the wall and being like, no, that's too crazy. We
yeah.
can't do that. And then having to cut it. But like those are really fun. And then the other one, which we already talked about in the finale, but I think we should talk about again in case somebody missed
yeah,
it,
yeah.
is the there's a video that we did where we cut the news story. Like basically we cut the news stories. We take out all the breaths there's kind of like this shell that has the video in it that you cut up and piece together, but then you can replace that shell with a different video and it'll link up to the cuts that you made on a different like source video.
So like say we cut a video on Wednesday, like
right.
the Wednesday video, and we cut out all the breaths and we put in the assets, done. But what we did is we replaced the Wednesday footage with Monday footage.
Right, we
oh,
just
yeah.
slid the Monday footage into that shell that was cut.
In the same edit.
And so the edit was just like just so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And is that video up by itself, or do you have to watch the live stream to get
it? It's on the live stream,
okay.
but I'm sure we can like share at that
yeah
point,
at that
yeah.
moment. So like if you're interested, go look at the live stream. There's a video in there, and it's one of the funniest things we've done. And we did it with a bunch of them. We only aired that one,
yeah.
I think. But we did it with a bunch of them and just watched them internally and just died. Like, we just laughed so hard. And that was actually...
It is total inside play.
Right, right. It's so
yeah,
inside jokes and stuff.
That's like your guys' room. Like,
yeah.
in my head, I'm like, oh, I would go in and go like, oh, that's funny. But
it's,
it wouldn't...
It is... It's because we stared at all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And we know the structure
funny.
Of it.
Yeah.
And so it's so
when
funny
you subvert
to editors.
That, yeah,
yeah.
It's really funny. But, I mean, honestly, like, just... talking about SourceFed in general, like that's one of the things that I miss the most, I think, is just like we had so much camaraderie
yeah.
with the, I mean, everybody did, but especially in our editing room and even in like the social room with Ian, like I would
yeah.
come and
yeah.
talk, especially because I was doing counterpoint with Ian and Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of had this camaraderie and we became friends, and then you and I became friends because
yeah,
we were talking about science shit all the time
out.
And we liked
yeah.
hanging out and like, and then obviously in the editing room, we got very close because we were around each other
yeah.
so much. And I really like, I miss that kind of
environment
where we like would have all of these people. Like now it's us, and it's really fun because
mm-hmm.
I think the three of us are a lot closer than we actually were when we were there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we are the
we're
only
in the
people
same
here.
Room, we're the only ones, and we're
like we wouldn't.
It, everybody else
it's
is
so
really corporate.
Weird that we're the only three
I know,
left.
It's so weird, but like we wouldn't go to lunch together.
No.
At SourceFed because everybody kind of did their own thing. And the boys would sometimes go to lunch.
Different lunch schedules and stuff because you guys had to kind of base it on your edits.
Exactly. And so we didn't, you know, it was partly
we tried.
Every once in a while we did.
SourceFed Nerd was really good about
it. SourceFed Nerd went to lunch together. But like we just had a lot of different schedules and I mean we were close there, but like I think everybody was kind of close there, but I think we've gotten closer, but I do miss that like having so many people that were in on the joke.
I mean, there
like
were seven.
Everybody was in.
There was a
time
when we had seven people in that editing room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and even like the people from outside, they were in on the joke too because they saw the same things every day.
Yeah.
So like you could, like Steve would come through and just yell, you know.
I actually didn't care for that. Because I'd always jump because I wasn't expecting
it.
I was just like, oh, God damn
but like everybody's in on the joke, and we had this whole group that was, you know, that was down for that. And so I missed that. So that's
like
one of my favorite things.
I randomly playing musical instruments and then just circling the whole office with the musical instrument.
That
was
fun.
Because eventually it would be like a Pied Piper situation where everyone's like following the person.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun.
Yeah, Subtic would walk by with a guitar and oh, who? No, I think Candace had the Bop It. That was her musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would just play that in every
Zaragoza
room.
Zaragoza had the guitar.
Subtic had a guitar, too. But he also had a piano. And he also had that.
There was also the ukulele. What's the,
yeah,
somebody
but
the,
what was.
The
he had
Chris used to walk around with the ukulele.
That's right. Yeah, he used to ride around on the hoverboard with the ukulele.
Yeah.
And then Subtic would walk around with that, like, flute thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that thing?
Yeah. recorder?
The recorder, yeah.
Okay, yeah
and
yeah.
He'd walk around with the recorder and just be so fucking annoying. It was so great. We have to get Septic on because I miss that boy. And here's the thing. Is like, I say this to him. I would say this to him if he were sitting here. Like, I truly mean it. When he first joined, I thought that he was like one of the weirdest people I had ever known. Mm-hmm. But then... You know, as time went on, like, I realized, like, that was true.
He is weird.
No, we haven't, if we get him on, you'll see, we have an inside joke where we act like we're going to really connect, and then we shit on each other. Mm. And that's, we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do that every day. We'd be like, Subtic, I just want to let you know, like, I know that I, like, sometimes get on you about shit, but, like, you're really doing an awful job.
My thing with Subtic is I would always try to beat him up.
I love the boy, though. I love him.
Because I think I was...
Oh, yeah.
I was genuinely intimidated by his height, and I
didn't
like it. Yeah,
he is very tall.
And so, I don't know. I just kept trying to push him.
You did.
And I would. I would just be like... Just because I was like, I don't like how tall you are. Yeah. I'd push him. And I realized later that might be an HR problem, that you shouldn't do that.
Hey, we had so many HR problems.
But he was a goof, and every once in a while he would say something kind of racist. I know it was in a jokey way, because he'd apologize. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to push you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It was all good.
Yeah, it was a mutual beating up. One was just verbal, the other one was
just like,
physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I pushed Will, too.
Oh, I'm sure you've pushed Will. I know we've all pushed Will, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pushed Will. Who else did I hit?
He did. Okay, so let's just talk about Will really quick.
Who else did I hit?
He did a really good video about the Comey testimony.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. When? Recently?
When the Comey testimony happened.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really good. He did
I just
a really
got back,
good
so I'm trying to, you know, get it.
No, you should go and watch it. He did a really good job, and I've actually really missed, like, he had really good insight into stuff, and, like, he was actually... In the sense that he like really related it back to how normal people feel. Like he was like taking what happened and then just like bring it back into like, but what is it actually like? What does this mean? Like why should I give a shit what's happening? I think that's really where he excels in those things is like when he's able to take it and like approach it from an everyman standpoint and then comment on it from that place because I feel like so many people are asking that same question of like, look, I know something's happening, but why should I care? Like, what is it about it? What I don't, it's politics and I don't want to get involved in it. Why should I care? And he did a really good job of breaking that down.
Check out his video.
Yeah, go check out the video. It's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I was happy to see that he was doing stuff.
Cool. You know?
But anyway, we're at a minute long. Oh, we're at an hour long, 7 minutes, so we should probably wrap up.
We gotta wrap it up.
I wanted to answer one more question.
Okay, let's do one more question. Fuck it. Let's do
it. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
That guy's fired.
Someone's gonna just knock on that door and be like, what?
okay, so let's find a good one to end on.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Oh, this is an easy one. Okay, what's your favorite dessert? Let's just end with an easy. Oh. I'm starving right now.
So tell us.
So I'm all about cake pops.
Cake pops? I never had a cake pop.
Okay, so
cake
I was.
Cake pops seem like such a waste.
Okay,
to
so
me.
And you were getting on me about that cookie batter.
No.
Cookie dough.
No. It's. I didn't think I would like cake pops. Let me be very clear. Uh-huh. Okay, so let me just tell the story of how I got cake pops.
All of this is, do you just like cake?
No, I don't like cake. Cake's fine. It's not that I don't like cake. But me liking cake pops has nothing to do with me liking my feelings towards cake.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Let me know.
This is supposed to be a simple answer.
So, yeah, this is supposed to be a simple answer, and it's becoming a story. So, I have a pizza place that's right near my apartment that's like three blocks down. And they have slices of pizza for, like, cheap. Mm-hmm. And they're huge. It's a Mama and Papa's. Have you guys ever been to the mm-hmm. Mama and Papa's?
Yeah.
So, like, the pizzas are massive.
Yeah.
But the slices that you get are, like, literally the size of your face. Like, Good. They're huge slices. And so they actually cut them up like a pizza because they're so big that you can, like, eat them as like, they cut the slice into slices, into square, like, triangle slices. So I would sometimes walk down there, especially when I was freelancing. I'd walk down there a lot and get food. So it was cheap and it was good. But then on my way back, there is a bakery. It's a Russian bakery. And all the people in it that run it are Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have all these like interesting desserts and things I've never tried, like weird things. Like they have something covered in like shavings of chocolate and then just covered in Nutella. Like, just, I don't know what it is. It's really strange. Like, they just have a bunch of shit that I've never heard of and that I should try, but I don't because I'm picky and I'm afraid I'm not going to like it.
I was going to say, I'm like, you're talking about all these weird foods as if you were the type of person who's going to eat these weird things.
But then they had, and so then they had these cake pops and they were like $2.50 and they were inexpensive and they were like small. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just get a dessert. I guess I'll just get a cake pop because like, it's the cheapest thing, and you get mm-hmm. one of them. Everything else came in like 5 and 10 bunches, and I was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to buy a whole box of that. So I bought this, and I was like, yeah, it'll probably just be like cake in the middle. And I bit into it, and it was so good. It was.
Whoa.
So here's the thing. I don't know if it's just that bakery, or if it's all cake pops.
It's not all cake pops.
But
I doubt
their cake pops are unreal. The middle is like a. It's not even like cake. It's like a moist. It's almost like cookie dough. It's like a moist cookie dough in the middle, but it's not as like grainy. It's like kind of. It kind of is cakey, but it has that same consistency.
You know, you got to bring those in, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll bring some in. Oh. And then they have a hard, crunchy outside. That's like it's like sugar. It's like a confection. You know.
They call them cake pops, or are you calling them?
No, they're called cake pops. Okay. They're called cake pops.
I was like, maybe this is a different type of cake pop.
No. Well, I don't know. They might be, but yeah. So so they have like a crunchy outside and like a soft, kind of cookie dough inside. And oh my god, they're so the vanilla ones. The chocolate ones are good too, but for some reason the vanilla are out of this world. They also have a red velvet that's pretty good too. But like, I don't know why. I tried it, and that's the only dessert that, like, I want now, which is real weird, but...
Cake pops.
Cake pops.
I think mine's going to be apple pie with ice cream on top. Hot apple pie a la mode. Or a little cheesecake. Those are...
Ooh, cheesecake is good.
Yeah, that is so fucking good.
I do love some good cheesecake. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm torn with my favorites, because it depends on what my mood is, because... I could always go for like arroz con leche, which is this like mm-hmm. this it's like a rice pudding.
I love rice pudding. Yeah, that's definitely like one of my runners up.
Great, but also I enjoy a flan every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little too sweet, but it's great.
I don't know if I like the texture of a flan.
Oh, the
and
texture
I'm
of the flan is the best part.
It's one of those textures you love or you hate. You know what I mean?
It's a custard. It's so good.
You know what else I don't like? Tamales.
You don't like tamales?
I know. Someone got on me about that. I don't
really?
Like them.
Really? What do you not like about them?
I just don't. They're like dry. And
okay.
Just like,
so next time your family makes you tamales, because I know they're going to, just bring those to me, please.
Okay.
I used to get the tamales that come in like the husks, and then you just put them, you wrap them in paper towels and put them in the microwave for like 2 minutes.
The best.
Oh, they're so good.
They're
moist. You got to get the moist ones, though. If they're dry, they aren't good. But if you get ones
if you get them dry, okay, you cover them in salsa and you just eat it.
No, so what you do if you're gonna heat it up is you get a paper towel, like sopping wet, and you wrap the tamale in the husk. You wrap the tamale in the paper towel, and then you put it in the microwave.
Spencer's the one telling Luis how to
eat
a tamale.
No, I'm saying, but I'm saying if you're reheating it, because when it first comes out, it's fine. But like, I had the problem where I wasn't getting the paper towel wet enough.
Yeah.
And so then I was dry.
I gotta try it again. It's been years.
I'll bring some in.
It's been years. Oh, you know what? You're like, because when I was
it's because
younger,
they bring it for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I don't want this shit. Where's the turkey?
Yeah. When I was younger, I didn't like tamales. I grew into liking tamales.
We can make them in the microwave here because we have a microwave here. So we'll just bring some in and we'll just all have lunch. You can try them. If you don't like them, go on to
get some crunch.
Get some crunch. Okay.
Oh, and the third one, though, is fried ice cream, which is
delicious.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Fried ice cream, it's normally at some sushi Japanese places, and it's essentially tempura-style ice cream. They get, like, a ball of vanilla.
Yeah.
They make sure it's extra frozen because it has to be, like, colder than cold, and, like, you could hurt somebody hard.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold!
All right, then they wrap it in,
like, cover it in, like, a tempura cake thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they deep fry it for, like, 10 seconds. So it's, like, a cake with ice cream in the middle, and they put, hot fudge on the top.
That sounds insane.
And it's
I've never had
really
it
good.
Like
and
that.
You can either get it as green tea fried ice cream, or you get vanilla fried ice cream. And both of them are equally as delicious. Because my problem, I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't eat all the ice cream. But the cake with the ice cream together, mm-hmm. I'll just eat all of that.
Yeah.
And then, like, whoever I'm usually eating with, I'm like, you want the rest of the
So that reminded me of one of my other favorite desserts Ooh. That I just had for the first time, too. And it's actually, like, it's kind of not, I mean, it is a dessert, but it's, like, really mild. And it's just plain mochi.
Oh, mochi is delicious.
Like, if you just get, it's just, it's not, it doesn't have any, it's just the sugar, like, regular, it's rainbow, is what, it, like, the, if you go to, like, Little Tokyo or whatever, that's where I got it, I went to Little Tokyo and I went in and they had it, it looks like it's rainbow colored, but it's, but yeah, it's so good. And it's, the thing, too, that I love about it is that it's so mild that you can eat a lot, you can eat, like, a bunch of it and it's not like you're gonna get sick of it. But I just love the consistency. Like, I always had the mochi ice cream growing up.
Yeah.
You know, like the chocolate and the vanilla, green tea ones, like where it has mochi on the outside of the ice cream. And I always thought to myself, man, I like this ice cream, but I wish I could just have like a bunch of the mochi.
Yeah.
I'd pull the mochi off and just eat it and then eat the ice cream.
Yeah.
And then when I found the mochi, I was like,
I'd be
ecstatic.
The opposite way. Like, I'd get the mochi ice cream and kind of just eat all the ice cream and then have this leftover mochi. And I'll be like, I'll nibble like half of it. I'm like, I'm good.
Oh my God.
This is great. We can just share food. You don't want it?
Yeah.
I'll eat it. You don't want it? I'll eat it.
I'm
so
picky.
It'd be a great Thanksgiving.
I know. We should have a little Thanksgiving. Yeah. We should do that. We stayed late for Thanksgiving.
We stayed
it's
late.
Just all my favorite desserts, like, I can't eat all of it because it'll make me puke because my body's just like, please stop having
no,
dairy.
No. Yeah, no.
Can
no,
you
no,
stop?
No.
We're not even going to try this out. You're not even going to get on that side of
Guys,
it. It's just going to get nauseous.
I wasn't able to poop for a long time in Jamaica.
Well, yeah, because it's not your home. Your body knows. Your body's like, we don't know this place. We can't poop here.
I was worried. I went to Spain
one
time.
I'm so worried about you.
I went to Spain when I was a little boy, and I didn't poop because I didn't like pooping in the public.
Oh, yeah. I remember I told you about that. Yeah.
Literally a week.
Oh, my God.
It
sucks. We just saw that video of that guy who...
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of gross things, shout out to Danny.
Danny.
On Twitter this week, I was linked to a man who has been constipated for over 23 years.
No, get out of town.
23 years. And the picture is just of the surgeon with this gigantic intestine.
Like, huge.
Monstrous.
That looks like one of those fake clickbait things.
No, it's real gross.
I don't want to see it.
It's real gross. It's and like, there's two pictures of the doctor like holding it, and then there's one where he's kind of like bent down, like I did this style, like here it is. It's on the floor.
How big was this man?
We don't know.
We don't know
because
you don't see the pictures of the man. You just saw the picture of the after of the of what was in him.
I feel like after a year, it'd be like, we got a problem.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Normally, he has a disease. He had a disease. Has had a disease where essentially his body couldn't give the signal of you have to go, and would not let the poop travel. And normally, if you have that disease, you find out when you're a baby. Because the parents are like, my baby hasn't pooped in 4 days.
Yeah.
This is a problem. I should go to the doctor. His parents didn't do that. His parents were like, oh, this is fine. It's normal. Because eventually poop would come out because your body will eventually like.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the body doing it. It's just literally.
We're out of room. So
there's no room. So it eventually. So this guy, like 23 years, didn't really take proper poops, and eventually he was just really, really sick, and the doctors came in and was just like, you just have literally a shit ton of shit inside
it's
of you.
Crazy.
And it was, yeah, 23 years. I forget how many pounds was it?
It was, I don't know. It was
too,
a lot.
But it was
way too
much. It just looked really uncomfortable, and you're like, oh, no, man.
Way more shit
than
I ever wanted to know was in a human body.
That's crazy.
But on yeah, that on that note,
a lot of poop, you guys.
On that note, we should probably go. We're at like 120.
We are 120. Yeah. Listen, I want to shout out to Callum Whale. He's making these shirts called Do It, Make Shit.
Yeah.
We haven't pushed to this.
We haven't pushed to it. We absolutely should.
That is our motto here at We Stayed Late.
Do it, make shit.
Do it, mm-hmm. make shit. You go to CallumWale on Redbubble.com. And I tried to look for it today, and it's under like explicit because it has the word shit in it. Yeah. Even though it's censored.
I like that you whispered explicit.
Explicit. Adam and Eve.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Sponsored by.
I was like,
explicit.
If we get that sponsor, yeah.
Yeah. No, just check it out. That's like our logo. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like
I brought
our
it
motto.
To Jamaica.
Yeah. And it was based on, we were having a conversation in the Slack, and I said, do it, make shit. And, Callum was like, I think that's his first name. I hope that's his first name. was like, I'm going to make that a shirt. And then he did it.
And we're like, okay.
And
did
it's
it.
So awesome. And I love it. The shirt looks beautiful.
Also, I'm sorry. I'm going to say one more thing.
Okay.
I just learned about this holiday. I think I said it last time. June 19th.
June 19th.
Juneteenth. Do you know what that is?
No.
You did mention it. I don't
remember. Wait. Was it the day the slaves were free?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we not celebrate?
We don't
that?
Celebrate it. I found out about this a month ago. It's like, oh yeah, Juneteenth, and I was like, what is that? And then like, that's the day that they're free. We don't celebrate.
Why do we not celebrate? Well, okay, we're gonna celebrate
it here. Well, you know why?
I know.
Because there's still racism very prominently in our country.
But I was checking. I was like, okay, Monday we're not gonna have the podcast till next week. Right. So I'm just letting people know that is a holiday.
We're gonna celebrate here, sweet. Not celebrate, but like we are going to memorialize.
Yeah, why are you celebrating?
Well, no,
this,
we're
you
celebrating.
Guys?
We're celebrating that it was they were freed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're memorializing.
Anyway,
that,
I just wanted
day.
To put it out there. I'm
I think
done.
It's a, I think
a
it's
couple
great.
Days ago was Loving Day. It was when they made interracial marriage perfectly legal. Like they made it stop being illegal.
So we should just have June be a big holiday for
June. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
June.
It's also Pride Month.
It's also Pride Month, so we should
all sorts of stuff. Yeah,
awesome.
What a good month. Yeah. My birthday.
It is your birthday. It was your birthday.
Was
happy
my birthday.
Late birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
late
That's
birthday,
why he's
Louise.
In Jamaica.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I
everybody
guess we should
in Slack wish
bye.
Luisa another
it.
Happy birthday.
Everybody on Twitter.
What?
Everybody on Twitter give Luisa a late happy birthday.
That's okay. Don't do that.
No, do that. Louis 12.
On everything. Louis. Danny was really good. She's like, grown woman child on everything.
Yeah.
That's me too. L-U-W-I 12 on everything.
I tried, but I don't always get my name.
Anytime something new comes out, I'm like, I got to get my name in there.
Yep. I know. Danny, what? I remember Danny Connor was the same way too. He was like, he had his name on everything except for... There's one thing, I can't remember what it was, but he was like, if you're able to get that, like, please tell me because I haven't on everything else.
Oh, my God.
But, of course, I forgot what it was. So you can find me at Spencer Stark. That's SpencerStarke on everything.
I'm Starline X on Twitter and Starline on Instagram. I was an early adopter of Instagram. So
and then I know we said it in the beginning, but it really helps us if you go on and leave a review, preferably 5 stars in iTunes. But do whatever you feel.
Yeah, be honest.
Be honest, but
not
if you're
too honest.
Not
like
too
if
honest.
You don't like it, don't.
I want 6 stars.
So, but here's the thing: is leave 5 stars and then tell us what house you'd be in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you don't know Harry Potter is, explain what Harry Potter is from your perspective, from what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave something random.
I want to add a thing to it.
Yeah, yeah.
What club would you be a part of if you went to Hogwarts?
Okay, what club?
Club?
Like school club.
There's like school clubs.
What are you talking about?
Like it's a high school, man. What club you go in club?
Like band?
Yeah.
There's no band in Harry Potter.
Well, not that they talk about because it wasn't a part of the story.
Would
but
you play Quidditch?
Club.
Would you play Quidditch?
Oh, I would not play
would
Quidditch.
Would you play Quidditch?
Yeah.
I would play Quidditch.
Nah.
Chris plays Quidditch.
I'm
in Ravenclaw and I'm not about that. I mean, there are Ravenclaws who do it, but nah, I'm okay.
I would have a Raven Puff door.
If there's a sport that's similar to a badminton or a tennis,
yeah,
I'd be
about
more
that.
About magical of those, sure. Right. But I don't need to be up in the air and
flying.
I would love it. I'm all about it. Let's do it.
I don't like flying.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.